Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now get ready for Garden Talk, hosted by Len Giddix on WTIC News Talk 1080. Call in now with your garden questions, 860-522-WTIC or 800-966-WTIC.
It's quite as charming.
Talk Institute, and we are so glad you could join us for Garden Talk. Sorry we missed last week, but somehow the Red Sox get precedence, Bob, and I don't understand.
No, I don't understand that.
No.
We already got our schedule down. We already know.
I had it written down.
We already know that we're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And then they call up and say, well, the Red Sox changed their schedule, so you guys can stay home.
Well, that was very nice, and I enjoyed the day off, really. But I missed talking to you guys. 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC. Those are the numbers to call. And I believe it's 98. What are those numbers again, Anthony? Anthony's only been here for 3 weeks. He's our new producer. We're going to break him in right. WTIC is the call sign, and 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, and I'll get those. They're just on my notepad over here. I'm not used to giving out the numbers. Those are the numbers to call with any and all of your gardening questions, comments, whatever you'd like to talk about. Of course, we've got our agenda here, and it may not be your agenda, but
whatever you have, what kind of questions you have,
yeah,
give us a call.
Yeah.
We're just sitting here staring at each other.
Yeah. Of course, Lisa and Scott are out. They're very busy at their jobs. The garden centers are flat out, really.
Oh.
And if you had this dream, I don't care how old you are, how many hours you can work. If you've had this dream of, boy, wouldn't it be nice to work at a garden center? Wouldn't it be nice to work with plants?
Oh, it would be, yes.
Yeah, well, we'll see how long that lasts. But go over to a garden center and say, hey, can I do some part-time? Can I water? Can I help with the customers? I know, believe me, whether you think it or not, whether you know it or not, you know 80% more than every other gardener out there. That average Joe homeowner or Jane homeowner, you know more because one, you've been listening to Garden Talk, and two, you garden, so you're going to pick up a lot of things. Anyway, today,
good thing about now is it's not like years ago where you didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
you pick up your phone, you Google garden or tomatoes or broccoli or anything you want, it'll give you all kinds of information.
And most time, the customers coming in there have already done their research. They're just looking for a plant. Where is the endless summer? Where is this? Where is that? And you know that because you're working there. And so you can be a big help to the garden center owner. And you can, there's probably one down the street, your favorite one. Go ahead and do it. Bob, today is May 1st. It is not only May Day. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a big deal back in Europe before the communists took it over as one of their days. But it's National Herb Day. It's Mother Goose Day.
Mother Goose?
Yeah, so have yourself some liverwurst.
Yes, no, if you can find it.
Yeah, National Chocolate Parfait Day. Now, that's interesting. It is, above all, Bob, it is, above all, World Garden Naked Day. And by the way, nice bow tie.
I know.
Yeah.
That's all I had to bring with the bow tie.
We'll talk about that. And if you'd like to talk about that, chime right in. I've already heard about it 3 or 4 times this morning from friends and neighbors. Do you know what today is? Okay. It's also the beginning, and we're going to have a little discussion about this at the top of the hour, my friends. It's the start of No Mow May.
No Mow May?
No Mow May. Not mowing your lawn the entire month of May.
Yes.
No. Just think about that for a little bit. Anyway, 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC. Wow, we've got a lot of calls already, so why don't we get going here? Let's go to Wally in East Windsor. Hey, Wally, welcome to Garden Talk.
Hi, how's it going? Listen, I contacted you people last year around September, and I planted some garlic.
Yeah.
And I put it in, and everything went fine, and some of the shoots came up before I was able to cover it up because we had a warm spell. And so I covered it up with straw, and I put some leaves over it, and I was all set for the winter. Went all winter and everything else, and about 3 weeks ago, I uncovered it. I give it a little bit of water because it's been sitting there. And up in the beginning, okay, are still there. Some of them look healthy and some don't. And I pulled one garlic plant out. It had a tiny little bud on it and some roots. But nothing else is coming up, and I can't understand why. It's been three weeks, maybe a little bit more. Why isn't it growing? Did I do something wrong?
Okay, now you broke up a little bit there, Walter. You took away the straw?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
And what kind of germination did you have?
What kind of what?
What kind of germination do you have? How many plants do you have? A lot of plants? Few plants?
Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Maybe 12, 13, 14.
And how many did you plant?
That's what I planted. And about five of them popped out. We're up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's about to happen. Actually, you don't have to put much mulch or straw on the garlic to overwinter.
Oh.
And it'll come. It's probably growing through that straw. If you left it there, it'll grow right through that straw. And you should not expect anything bigger than a pencil eraser or a marble right now. It's got to go until July, Wally. It's got to go until July, and then that is when you're going to harvest them. That's when you'll get the big bulbs.
Okay, I understand that, but why isn't some of it popping up? Now, all the straw and everything is off, and there's only, like, dirt there. I mean, don't I get any buds coming out of the ground?
Yeah, you do. You just told me you had about 16 of them, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not getting, but I got about 4 of them that shot up last year when I first planted it, and I haven't got anything now, okay? And I was going to start pulling them out to find out what the heck is going on. But
No.
You don't want to pull them out.
Don't pull anything out. Just leave them alone. Let them warm up. It could be the soil temperature, whatever. It's uneven. It could be the moisture that's uneven. Just leave them alone. Be patient. And give us a call in early, at the end of next month, okay? And we'll check you out.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I tested the soil, and it's about 6.57. And like you say, it's maybe too cold yet, right?
Well, not really. It made it through the winter. I mean, my garlic, I plant 200 bulbs or so. And all of my garlic is up, and it's about a foot tall right now, or taller.
See, none of them even popped out of the ground. Did I have too much dirt over them?
Well, how deep did you plant them?
Oh, maybe an inch and a half.
No, that was not enough. That was not too much. If you put an inch of soil over the top of the corn when you plant it, you'll be fine. Just be patient. Be patient. That's all.
I'll try. I'll hang on till the end of the month and see what happens.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to do anything about it right now. Okay.
Right. I mean, I could pull them up and plant something else there, but, you know.
No.
I'd really like to see these things come up.
I would, too. But our best advice is to wait.
Just wait. Be patient. Let it grow. Let the ground warm up. Go plant something else.
Have a cold frosty.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll touch base with you towards the end of the month, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Wally, thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. Bill, John, Carol, stay on the line. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more Garden Talk right after this.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Oh, and welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC. Those are the numbers to call. And, of course, that was Rafi. And if you parents and grandparents are old enough to remember your children in the 80s, Rafi was the big deal back then.
Yeah.
He was a rock and roller of kids' songs. And I don't know where he went.
He was a Ranger Andy.
No.
Right, nobody ever.
Well, he was.
That's
your generation, Bob. Yeah. Ranger Andy, and my generation,
and yours.
Anyway, thank you for reminding me that. Let's go to Bill in Wethersfield. Hey, Bill, welcome to. Whoop, I didn't get Bill. Let's see if I can get him this time. Nothing. Pick him up one more time. Bill, are you there? No.
An hour.
There you are.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. Good show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I sold my house last year, and the new owners didn't trim the apple trees down, and they didn't trim the hydrangeas down. Uh-huh. Can they do that now, or do they just leave it go till next to the fall?
Well, if they just trim the hydrangeas down, they're not going to get any. They're not going to get any flowers this year.
Yeah,
and okay. It's a little bit late to trim the apples because they're about to blossom, if not already.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
If it's not your house, what do you care what they're going to do to the apple tree?
I'm friends with them. I keep yelling.
Okay. Well, tell them.
There was a contract. You know, you came back every year and took care of the hydrangeas and the apple trees.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
No, I should have kept it. Well, I was up on Crystal Lake, and they used to keep their boat on my dock. Now I keep my boat on their dock.
That's all right.
Now, prune. Here's the rule of thumb. Prune your apple trees or crab apples, whatever, in the fall, and don't touch your hydrangeas throughout the winter. Just keep those ugly branches.
Yeah.
Alive, and you can do that by wrapping them in burlap or something like that. Hydrangeas have formed their flower buds in September of last year, and so he's got no flowers this spring. And if they're the right type of hydrangea, maybe he'll get a rebloomer in it. But who knows?
I always trimmed them in like January when I did my apple trees, and I got great flowers every year.
Yeah. They're probably rebloomers, yeah.
Right. I guess so. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
But you bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that happens. Carol in Waterbury, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What a beautiful day outside, huh?
It is. A little nippy, but I'll take the sun.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about my rhubarb plant that I planted 4 years ago.
Yep.
And I wasn't able to harvest any of the stalks last year because we were away. But I want to know, I noticed that now it's growing beautifully and it looks nice, but there's some of the stalks are red. You know, it's the plant is short. It's not tall yet.
Correct.
But then I noticed some green ones. Now, when do I pick them? Because this will be the fourth year, and I know we had to have it in the ground for 3 years before you could pick anything. So when do I harvest it? And are the green stalks going to stay green, or will they turn red? I'm not too sure, because this is the first time I've planted rhubarb.
Yeah, well, no, the red stalks are natural. That's
okay.
Good. And you will find that it's the red stalks that are the biggest, thickest ones.
Right, you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You will also, when you go out, because I just went out there and harvested some of mine.
I mean, can I let them grow really high? I mean, let them get larger?
You can do whatever you want. You're just going to get tougher, you know.
They get tougher. Okay.
Well, they have an outer. You're familiar with rhubarb?
Yes. I buy it in the stores to make strawberry rhubarb
right.
pie. But like I said, 4 years ago was the first time we planted our own.
Yeah. Well, you're going to want to take out those ribs, from the outside to make it tender. Unless you're
it's like peeling celery.
Yeah, it's like peeling celery, taking this.
Right.
Okay. Unless you're chopping it up and making a jam or something out of it, then you don't need to do that. You will also find, starting down below those big stalks, a little bulb, a short stem with a little bulb. That's going to be your flower and then form the seeds. You want to cut that off altogether, okay? You want to cut that off all because that's going to take away energy from the plant developing a new root system and a bigger
root
system.
Will it be one bulb or numerous bulbs or just
there's
the one?
There's going to be a couple.
A couple, so take them off.
At least one per plant, yeah. You can cut those right down. And you're going to find a little green leaf coming off just below that. Cut that off, too. Okay.
Little green leaf, okay.
Little green leaf. Now, when you're done harvesting, whether it's tomorrow, today, next week, however you want to wait, however long you want to wait.
All right.
Yeah. What you want to do is to leave the small green stems, pick off all the big ones, harvest those, and then you'll find that you can come back a little bit later in the year, maybe in September, and pick some more of those stems. They'll be smaller. They won't be the big ones that you see in the grocery store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So take the leaves off, and the little, you said the small green.
Small
green,
ones. Small ones leave right on there until later on. Give us a call in August, and we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Now,
don't
eat the leaf, just the petiole.
Oh, no, I know the leaves are poisonous. Yeah. Okay,
all righty. Very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling, Carol. All right. We're going to take a break here now for news, weather, sports, and a few other things. But you can be sure that we will be back with more Garden Talk right after this. And welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. That music normally would mean that it's time to listen to Lisa, but you know, I haven't seen Lisa. Have you?
No.
So
not here.
Not only do we not have to listen to her, but we have to come up with something else that she might want to say. And I know.
And hope we're right.
Yeah. Well, no. I know Lisa would like to talk about World Naked Gardening Day.
Yeah, she probably. You know what? I bet you she's probably home having a World Naked Gardening party in her yard.
I don't think so.
No.
One, it's too cold. Two, it's Lisa.
Yeah, but she's got a hot tub.
Yeah. yes, it's World, not National, World Naked Gardening Day. Now, who came up with this idea anyway? Well, it had to be someone from the West Coast, right? Because
California.
It's too friggin' cold. Okay, it was founded and organized by a guy named Mark Story, who was consulting editor for Nude and Natural magazine, and a permaculturalist, just like Scott Real is, Jacob Gabriel, as a project for body freedom, what they call the Body Freedom Collaborative. Okay, anyway, it was basically a bunch of nudists who decided to come up with another idea to include people who are on the edge and could do stuff outside. Okay. So this was in 2005, out on the West Coast, of course, because you know what? It's tough to garden naked in South America right now because it's, what, fall?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Australia, it's cold. Antarctica's bad. Siberia, I wouldn't do that.
Alaska's warming up.
The only place in New England that might be up for this is Maine, because they're always ready to take off their clothes out there. Anyway, New Zealand, it was started in September, but in 2007 it was moved to May, except for New Zealand said, screw that, it's too cold, and they moved it to October, which is more to their liking. The whole concept is to get naked and stretch your stuff, evidently, because I can't. Oh, besides being liberating, nude gardening is second only to swimming as an activity that people are most likely considered doing nude. Beyond body positivity, is that what it's called? They haven't seen me lately. Corky Stanton, the Clothes Free International, an organization that promotes nude recreation, has asserted that the event, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's a bunch of perverts running around naked. And one of the things you don't want to do is to, one, go to a community garden and try this out. Most of this is done in the secrecy of your own backyard. Okay? I can understand that. But make it in the middle of the summer, for crying out loud. This is
when it's warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least you could put a little suntan oil on.
Well, you have to. Don't forget the suntan lotion. And where do you carry your cell phone? That's what I want to know. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Get a rope and make a hook. And
it's at this point that we ask our producer what he thinks. You don't have to answer that, Anthony. That's all right. 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC. And that would have been Listen to Lisa. Well, it's not. Instead, we're going to go to Sheila in West Hartford. Hey, Sheila, welcome to Garden Talk.
Thank you. I usually hope to be the next call, but I was hoping I wouldn't be the one to follow Naked Gardening Day.
Why? Come on.
Why? Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well,
know?
One thing is people like that probably have high levels of vitamin D, and we're hearing that that's so important now.
Well, I was once told by my my doctor that, yes, you can get vitamin D from the sun, but you would probably get skin cancer first.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to call today a rhubarb day, because my question is following. I listened to your conversation with Carol just before the break. And so mostly I learned what I needed to know, but because I want to know what to do with that big flower stalk that's up here.
Yeah, cut it off early.
Pardon me?
Cut it off early.
Yeah, I know. I let it get too tall. So the only remaining question is that useful for the seeds? And also, if you could describe that extra leaf that you said to take off at the base.
Yeah, okay. Well, the seeds will develop from the flower, and they'll develop on a long stalk that's maybe 2.5 feet, 3 feet.
Yeah, I've just about got that.
Oh, you do? And they'll turn brown.
But I have to cut it off.
Yeah. Go ahead and cut it off. But if you wanted the seeds, and I don't know why you would want the seeds, traditionally rhubarb is purchased and planted by the roots, and when you... And it's good to divide it every 3 years or so.
Oh.
Just take a machete or an axe and cut that roof right in half, and just take half and move it away and
oh.
put it in, transplant it.
But Perhaps that's why my first plant, I have two plants, and the one that, the older one, which I, where I did cut off those flower stalks last year, doesn't seem to be doing that well, but it probably needs that division.
Yeah, it'll, you'll see the root. It gets pretty chunky. And it's best, if you have two plants, it's best not to do both of them at the same time, because usually the year after you divide them, they're not as hardy. They're reestablishing themselves. But the second year, they're very, very healthy.
Oh.
And if you don't split them like that and divide them, you'll find that the plants get weaker and weaker, and you'll get less and less of the large stalks.
Okay, that's what's happening to my oldest plant.
Yeah.
The older of the two. But that, now that extra leaf, is, does it just look like a regular?
Yeah, it looks like a small leaf, maybe 7-8 inches long and about 4 inches around. It's green. It's at the very base of the flower stalk. Now, the flower stalk I'm talking about, it's very close to the ground. As a matter of fact, the biggest stalks will be attached to that stem that contains the big stalks, that little leaf, and your flower bud. So you're basically going to cut that all off. You don't want to cut off every stalk there is. You want to leave some for rejuvenation of the plant. But most of those leaves are going to be small. Those are going to be small. You'll see, when you go out there, you're going to say, oh, there's a big stalk, there's a big stalk, there's a flower, and then there's that little tiny leaf that Lynn was talking about.
Yeah.
Just whack that all off.
Okay.
You'll probably get two or three of those thick stalks per plant.
Yeah, I've already got the second one started, but one of them is about 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what to do now. So.
Yeah, and you can't make a mistake. You can't kill that stuff.
I hope not. I love the plants. They're just so pretty as foliage, too.
They are, aren't they? And they came out absolutely wonderful this year.
Yeah.
Some years they're a little scruffy, but.
Yeah. Well. Okay, thanks very much.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Peter in Hamden. Hey, Peter.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing great now that you've called.
Well, good. I appreciate it. Just had some question about, I'm in the process of doing some reseeding for my lawn.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few bare spots. And as I started to, prepare the soil to put down some seed, I noticed there was a lot more grubs than I even had, thought that there might be in the first place. So I think there is a grub problem that I have.
Yeah.
And my question is, I'm unsure about what the timing is. I mean, do I seed first and then treat the grubs? Do I treat the grubs and then seed? Can I seed and treat the grubs at the same time?
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it? Yeah. If the grass isn't there because the grubs were eating it, we've got a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a grub problem. I have a few grubs, but I don't have a problem. And I reseeded mine already. If I were you, what would I do? I would go ahead and reseed. Get it in now. Get it in early before the weather gets too warm.
Okay.
Cover it with some straw.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Bob?
Or you could, if you go and get they make a product called mainly mulch.
That's what I used.
And it comes in a bale about foot and a half wide, foot and a half high, maybe about 3 feet long. You can get it. Most garden centers have it. It's called mainly mulch. It's wheat straw mulch. It's just the shaft of the wheat. When they take the top off to get the wheat seeds, they grind the rest of this up. And it does not have weed seeds in it. So when you put it down, it's not going to encourage, you're not going to put weed seeds in there.
Right.
It's not like if you bought a bale of hay, which you would feed to a horse or a cow, because it's the same thing that's in there that you see in a hay field. It's weeds, it's all kinds of stuff.
And that's what you're going to get.
And that's what you don't want.
Yeah. But and once you have that down, then water it every other day or so, unless it rains. Then you can skip a day.
Okay.
And that grass will come up in about 2 weeks. About June 1st, that's when you can treat for the grubs because they'll be coming closer to the surface.
Got it. Okay, well, that's what I needed to understand, like what the timing was, because I was in the process of getting the. And what about the products that you see? And I have some of it. It's sort of like an all in one. It comes with the seed and the mulch and a little bit of fertilizer or whatever. You know, it's like a one shot kind of product. I think I have some of that to put down. Is that just
you have some of it? Go ahead and use it. It's a waste of money for me.
Yeah, I don't.
I like my own grass seed. I like Jonathan Green's Black Beauty, and that's the one I use. I'll mix it up. I'll tell you what I did. I got some topsoil, some organic topsoil. I threw it out in a very thin layer on my
shovel.
On my bare spots. I spread the seed by feeding the chickens. You know, I just put it in my hand and I spread it around. I got a garden rake. And raked it out and mixed it in with the soil, put the mainly mulch on, and then started to water. That's all I do. Yeah.
All right, that's good enough then. Because I do have some of that other product that's left over, so I think I'll use it up. I have it. But I'll look for the mainly mulch. All right, so that's what I needed to know. I'll go ahead and continue with the seeding. You know, hopefully it'll come up in a couple of weeks, and then early June, I'll treat for the grubs.
Yeah, just look at the package of whatever you decide for grub control. And it will tell you when and how much.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. That's what I needed as a plan. I think I have one now.
Okay.
Good. Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Jen and Dan, we have to take a break right now. It's in our contracts. It's in our contracts that we have to take a break.
Yeah.
Well. And
we got a 10-minute break once a day.
But we'll be back with more Garden Talk right after this.
This song for baby. Have a good for you with no clothes on. Girl, I gotta have it. I'm attracted the way you're dancing, looking back at it. No clothes on. Everybody in it, I wouldn't mind seeing you snapping out them jeans like you got no clothes on. And I'm so
you, welcome back to Garden Talk, everyone. It's Bob, Lobster Bob and I today. Yeah. The rest of them are very, very, very busy.
We're not scraping the bottom of the barrel, but we're close.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on. This is the creative genius of the show. Come on. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Do you know how hard it is to get naked songs, theme songs on YouTube and stuff like that? There's not that many out there.
A lot of censorship people.
To make any, well, that's not the problem. But, you know, I try to stay with the national. By the way, happy World Garden Naked Day, everyone. I hope you got your sweater on anyway, because it's a little cold out there today. If you're bearing the weather, should I say?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I had to say that. Anyway, let's go to Dan in Glastonbury, who's been very patient. Hey, Dan, welcome to Garden Talk. Thanks for hanging on there, buddy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. What? Listen, I got one of those hydrangeas that kind of take full sun. You know, it's got the whiter flower. Is it too late to trim that this year?
Okay. Does it flower in late summer, fall?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Do it as long as you do it before. You wouldn't know if it's an Annabelle or not, would you?
It gets little white flowers that are sort of pinkish around the edges or the inside.
Yeah, okay. No, you can do that up until maybe the 1st of June.
Because it just started getting leaves on it yesterday.
Yeah. Go ahead and whack it back to within 2 feet. If you want it at 4 feet, whack it back to 2 feet.
Okay.
Okay, and be relentless. You're not gonna kill it. You're only gonna make it better.
And I've got a bunch of little evergreens, different kinds of evergreens. Some look like little blue spruces, and some look like different things. Some of them are like 6 or 8 inches tall. I called about this last year to ask you about taking them out and trying to replant them or put them in a larger pot, and it was too late in the year. Is this the time to do it?
Sure, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, do it now. Yeah.
And how big put them in a pot around the base of the plant do I have to go?
What are they, a foot tall tops?
Not even. They're, you know, 8 inches.
That's 4 or 5 inches around.
Yeah.
Oh. Down about 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, like a.
You're not going to find much of a root system on there. It's going to be mostly going down rather than out.
Right. So it's just like the shoot down and no spreaders out. Another thing, I've been saving eggshells all winter to put in with my tomatoes for calcium. Because I heard that was a good idea. Is that a waste of time, or is there any validity to that?
Oh, there's a lot of validity to that. You can put it on not only your tomatoes, but just about everything.
Now, do I just like crush them up real small and fine and sprinkle them on the top, or put them in when in the soil when I pot the plants, or how do I do that?
Yes, either way you want. When you plant the plants, if you want to put some at the base of the hole, do that, and then if you have leftover, go ahead and top dress around the plant with it. Yeah.
Okay, and I got a bunch of coffee grounds I saved too, because I was going to put some coffee grounds in with the tomatoes, but then I heard that they were acidic, and that really wasn't a good idea with tomatoes.
Now, coffee grounds are great. Well, I would do with my coffee grounds, if you can, is go ahead and put it on the soil right now.
Okay.
And then when you when you go to dig the tomatoes, you're going to work those grounds into the soil, and they'll be nicely dispersed. There won't be any concentration.
All right. Well, that's it. 4 for 4. Thanks a lot.
No problem, Dan. Glad we could help.
What you could do, too, is the eggshells and the coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Put them in, start a little compost pile in the backyard. Some leaves, mix it in there during the fall and during the winter. And by now, you're going to have nice compost.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be
easier to handle. Your garden.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to, who's next? Let's go to Jen in Windsor. Hey, Jen. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Hi. Good. Hello. Thank you. I enjoy your show very much. Thanks for taking my call.
I am glad we enjoy your calls very much.
Two things that I'm calling is, one of them is I have my garden is separated into 8 sections, and I'm not going to be cultivating all the sections this year, just like maybe 4 of them. Mm-hmm. What should I do so that the weeds don't grow? Can I cover the soil, or what would be your suggestion?
Okay, you're not going to do 4 of those beds, correct?
Correct, yes.
And these are the beds you're talking about. Either plant them or cover with plastic so the weeds don't get in those?
Yes.
Okay.
So you suggest covering it with plastic?
Are these raised beds?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's nice if you can get a sheet of plastic to cover that whole section and then staple it to the boards so it's nice and tight. It will work. You can also put down newspaper. That will work. That will help you build your soil next year. You can put the newspaper down and then put the plastic on it. You can put down straw and put the plastic on it. If you're doing this to build the soil up for next year, then you want to add some organics down there. And probably avoid the plastic if possible, because what that does is it heats up the soil and does some things to the microorganisms that would normally be growing in the soil that you want to take place. So lay out some newspaper. If you want to build up the soil here, lay out some newspaper right on top of one another, and then maybe a couple inches of straw, Bob.
Yeah.
And just wet it down and let her go.
Keep it wet. It'll cover it. You know, it'll settle in there.
Now, here's my question to you. Why aren't you planting those beds this year?
Well, for one thing, I plan on selling my house within the next few months, and I have a lot to do, even though I enjoy the garden very much. I am trying to minimize the work this year.
Here's my suggestion. Depending on who you sell it to, unless you're selling it to an organic gardener, if you just said, go ahead and cover them with plastic. They'll look a lot neater when you go to sell it. They won't have any weeds at all.
Mm-hmm.
If they say something about it, just cut the plastic. That's all.
Okay. Now, how about that black tarp stuff that we buy, you know, to put? I have those in between my rows, in between my sections.
Yeah.
Would that work as well? Like, would that be like plastic?
No, it's not like plastic. And if you got it, use it. But that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And one last thing. I have a
Real quick. Can I put you on hold? I have to take a break right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Anthony, can you put? Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more Garden Talk right after this. And welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. That music means it's time for great moments in gardening and other stuff you didn't know about plants. Well, it's not such a great day in gardening today because I've got a piece of my mind I'd like to put out there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, the other day, my dear sweet wife was talking to her.
You didn't hear
her. I know it. And I told her I was going to talk about
okay,
it. And
okay.
I wasn't going to talk good things about it.
Ooh.
For obvious reasons, Bob.
Brave man.
Yeah, I know. But 42 years, what you going to do?
What you going to do if she hasn't done to you, right?
Yeah. Anyway, it's the beginning, May 1st. It's the beginning of No-Mow May, M-O-W, as in No-Mowing May. Perhaps you've heard about it. It's been on Facebook, and I've heard about it three times today. And all week long, people have been talking about it. The whole idea between no. Now, I've been begging my wife, you know, and she looks great on a lawn track.
On a John Deere?
Oh,
I know. There's nothing like a sexy woman.
I'll
on a
tell
John
you
Deere.
What, there isn't. Anyway, but she can't stand the unevenness of the grass. So already out there three times mowing. Okay, she mows as high as. She starts out high and then she goes down when she thinks I'm not looking. But anyway, she's evening it out, right? Okay. Come May, I'm going to try the no mow May. I said, "What's that?" She said, "You don't mow during the month of May. You don't mow at all?" "No, you don't mow at all." "And why is that?" "Well, I don't know. Jean told me." Anyway, the reason, after a little research, the reason why you were requested not to mow in May is so you can let the dandelions and flowers in your lawn grow up and help the bees, the pollinators. Of course, Bob, after about, 2 weeks of May weather, what's your lawn going to look like? It's going to be a hayfield. It's going to be worse than that. It's going to be a clogged mess. It's going to be up to your above your ankles by the end of May, and you're not going to be able to get the mower up high enough to mow it. Remember,
take a third off.
These are turf grasses, exactly, and they're designed to be healthy if you take a third off, no more than a third. You can do a quarter, but no more than a third. Otherwise, you're going to injure them, and you're going to introduce insects and pestilence, okay? Plus, you're going to leave those little grass turds around in rows when you do mow it.
Then you got to go back and rake.
And then you have to go back and rake. Exactly. This is the most, can I say asinine on the radio? This is the most asinine thing I have ever heard, not to mow in May for the bees. You know what you could, Bob, what could we do to increase the pollinators instead of not mowing our grass?
Plant more flowers.
I mean, it would be different if you planted your lawn as a meadow, okay, over the years.
Wildflowers.
That's fine. But you think they're going to allow no-mow May in West Hartford and in Farmington and in Avon?
Oh,
I think there's a zoning regulation against that.
If not, you'll have landscaping contractors picketing in front of your house.
Yeah, there'll be a knock at your door. "Excuse me, man, what the hell are you doing here?" You know? Don't even think of no-mow May. I'm telling you. One, you're going to ruin your lawn. Two, it's going to look like doo-doo.
You're ruining your lawn.
You are. You're destroying your lawn. And just get out there and mow it as you would. Mow high. Mow as high as you possibly can. I'm all for that. Guess what? The dandelions are going to be down below it. Have you planted clover in your lawn to help the pollinators? No, you haven't. You've been putting on chemical fertilizers and herbicides to get rid of them. Oh, boy. Am I getting a little bit...
Well, I was in a large membership box store the other day.
Yeah.
I pick up toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah.
Because I haven't picked any up in 2 months.
Yeah.
And they had all their chemical fertilizers inside. And I walked by, and the bag was laying flat.
Yeah.
So you could see the bottom of the bag, and it says, for crabgrass and kills crabgrass and clover.
Sure.
Why would you want to kill clover?
Because it's a broadleaf, and it's now, since the 60s, it was part of the lawn mix in the 60s. Now it's considered to be a verboten. Everybody wants that nice green lawn, especially in Avon and Farmington and West Hartford. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little.
We're going to get hate mail now.
I hope we don't lose our license. That's all I have to say. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it. And if you've got some bones to pick with me about No Mo May, 522-9842. 1-800-966-9842. Give me a call. I'd love to discuss it with you.
Like to break a wishbone at a chicken.
No, we're going to be kind. Anyway, let's see. Did we lose our caller? Maybe we did.
Jen, we had Jen.
Yeah, Jen. I forgot. I must have lost her. Anyway, Jen, call back. And we'll after my rant, I feel better. Okay. Let's go to Leo. Hey, Leo, welcome to Garden Talk.
Good afternoon. A week or so ago, two weeks probably, you were talking about pruning rows of Sharon bushes or trees, and I kind of missed out when the timing is for that.
Okay. How big are they?
One's large, 10, 12 feet high. The branches I'm concerned with are could be about an inch and a half, 2 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm. And this is a multi-stemmed Rose of Sharon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to get rid of the lower ones because it's kind of hard to mow.
Yeah, those are eye pokers. And you are planning to mow in May. That's good.
Hey, head scratchers.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm looking at it now, and it's got... very little green on it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Go ahead. You want to cut out 1/3 of the biggest branches right at the ground, Leo. Okay? One mm-hmm. of those stems that are coming out of the ground, pick the biggest third and take those out. And take out your eye scratchers.
Yeah.
As high as you want. If... what we're going to do is over the years, we can bring the whole height of that plant down if you want by taking 1/3 of the tallest branches out next year.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Now, or you can whack it off at the top, but I wouldn't recommend that just yet. It'll look a little bit hideous.
No, it's got a lot of, it's got over a dozen large branches coming out from the
So take
three or four of them out. Anyway,
three or four of them out. That's it.
Okay,
right at the ground.
All right, and then I can also take out some of the other eye scratchers and headbangers.
Yep.
Have fun.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But don't take a lot out all at once. Take some of them out. Stand back. Take a look at that bush. Take a look at that rose this year. See what it looks like. If you think you got to take another branch off on the right, then do that. But don't go and just hack the whole top off. And
Kate, stay right on the line. We got to take a short break, but we'll be back with more Garden Talk right after this. Ed. Welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. Lobster Bob and Len Giddix here, holding the fort.
And I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Well, so far, no one's complained.
Well, we haven't answered those calls.
Well, that, you know, that's true. Yeah, but Lisa and Scott are very busy today, and it's one of those weekends, you know. And God bless them. God bless them. Get their work done so they can enjoy tomorrow. Anyway, it's the tip of the week, Bob. Do you have one for us?
Yes, I do. I have.
Wonderful.
Just because.
Because?
Because. You can go to a garden center, and you can buy vegetables and flowers and pretty beautiful things that are inside of a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. Does not necessarily mean that if you bought it today, you can plant it outside tomorrow. You should leave it outside, and if it's going to be real cold at night, find a little spot in the garage to stick it in there.
Oh.
Because if you plant it now, within 2 weeks, you'll be going back buying the same thing all over again.
Yep. And besides, why would you want to? The soil's not warm enough.
Yeah, it's not warm enough, and we don't have the weather. The weather's going down in the 40s at night.
Well,
these plants aren't going to move.
And how is the soil going to get to be 55 degrees if the night temperatures are only 49?
Or 42.
As the case may be. Wasn't there supposed to be some kind of snow showers last night?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see any.
That was up in a high rent district up in Holland and Litchfield. You know, you're higher in the mountain. The higher up in the mountain you go, the more snow you get.
And my tip, Bob, is if it's not too obvious, is that no mow May is a fallacy. It was thought up by the devil himself. And if you don't believe me, it's in the Bible somewhere. Anyway, if you don't believe me, 522-9842, 1-800-966-9842. Give me a call, and we'll go over Scripture together. How do you like that?
Yeah.
I'm all for new ideas, but that is the most asinine idea I have ever heard.
But the old ones are still working.
Well, yeah, or they're still bad, one or the other. Anyway, let's go back to Kate in West Hartford. Hey, Kate.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
quick question. I have about 6 arborvitae.
Who? Arborvitae, yeah.
Arborvitae, right, in my backyard. And some of them are probably about 25 years old.
Okay, so they're up there as far as being tall, aren't they?
Right, but I notice I'm an older citizen, so I was just sort of assessing the yard yesterday. And up close, there's a lot of brown spots on the tips of the arborvitae. And I wondered, is there some sort of a mite that may be attacking it?
Could be. Is it at the very, very tip, like the top tip, 24, one quarter
yeah,
of an inch,
it's
one
like,
inch?
I had them trimmed last fall.
Oh, okay.
And but it seems to be so much of it that it concerns me. And I heard your program, and I thought I'll just call and see. Maybe you know that there's something out there this spring.
Well, let's see if you can answer your own question. The way I'm looking at it is, you got these arborvitaes, and did they trim all the way up? Just around the edges?
Yeah, just to shape it a little bit more.
Right, all the way up and down?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what did they do when they cut those tips? They cut off the sealed living buds at the very end, okay? Because they didn't want them to grow, right? What they did was they opened up the stem. And during the winter time, the cold winds. Can you make a cold wind? Hey, thank you very much, Bob. Yeah, dried those tips out, And what that's what you're seeing. If it's only a little quarter of an inch, half an inch tops, that's what you're seeing. If it's more than that, if it's like 6 inches, now that's another story. But if it's on most every tip and only about a half to a quarter of an inch, it's just desiccation. And it'll go away.
Oh, we don't have to trim it back further, just leave it alone.
Don't touch it.
Trim it back farther, you won't have anything left.
Yeah.
No, there's still plenty of growth there. But I just then just let it be, and eventually it will turn green. Is that it?
Actually, it'll start turning green and then putting out little sprouts of a lighter green. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
I
feel better already.
You know what? That is why we are here, so you can feel better, Kate.
If we can make your day, we're happy.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Send your donations to Garden Talk, care of WTIC. Anyway, we have some time there, Anthony? Okay, let's go to Lucy in Glastonbury. Hey, Luce.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing okay.
I have a question about my asparagus patch. I've got a really nice asparagus patch going, and I've got a lot of weeds in it. And I'm just getting too old to pull them by hand. Can we mulch that to kill off the weeds?
It's a pretty established patch. It's been around for a few years.
Well, some of it has. My husband planted some new a couple of years ago. It's coming up great.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably can. I'm not sure it's going to do what you want it to, but make sure that you're putting some, putting some manure back into the soil. So, and then covering it up with the mulch.
Okay.
And I would put what kind of mulch were you thinking about using?
Well, this guy down the road has some pine mulch.
No,
pine mulch, okay?
Yeah, no pine mulch. Use straw or mainly mulch or something like that, not hay. But
straw, not hay, okay.
Yeah. I would not use pine or the common mulch that you see out that you would use in your landscape.
Okay, no wood mulch, okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, and what about the little baby ferns? Will they still come through the hay?
Ah, sure.
Okay.
You can't stop them. Hey, Luce, okay. We have to go, but thank you for your call.
One quick thing. What about fertilizer of weed killer? What should you use the?
I wouldn't use any weed killer in my asparagus patch. No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
Not if you're going to be planning on eating asparagus.
Yeah.
Right. Not even organic?
Nope.
No.
The same. Herbicide's an herbicide.
Okay, fine. Thanks. Have a good day.
You bet, Lucy. Hey, we have to take a short break, I'm told, but we will be back right after this.
How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden? I'll tell you now of some that I know, and those I miss you'll surely pardon.
And welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080 522-9842 1-800-966-9842. I wonder if they're gardening naked in the English country garden today, being it World Naked Gardening Day, Bob.
I don't think that's proper in the English
garden. I don't think it's proper, you know. But, you know those English.
If they had a teacup, it's fine.
I think so. 522-9842, 1-800-966-9842. If you'd like to talk about No-Mo-May, you just give me a call. I'd really appreciate that. I want someone to say something about it. And you know what? The website that's cited here, let's see, is in Connecticut. It's Little Bees of Connecticut. You know, they're beekeepers, and they've got the right idea. We need to protect our pollinators, but this is not the way to do it. And this is, go to littlebeeofconnecticut.com and read more about it. And if you're gonna practice no mow May, and you know, God bless you. I want to know on May 23rd what your lawn looks like. Okay, I want to know before and after you mow it. Yeah, well, I know Bob. She knows all about it. I keep nothing from my wife. Yes,
she'll have a month off. Carol, you'll have a month off.
Let's go to Bill in Weathersfield. Hey, Bill.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm mowing an acre of grass today.
All right, go for it, guy.
Every week in May. Hey, that lady that just called in on the asparagus, can she use, I heard about using cardboard as to keep weeds coming up. Would that work for her? Or
what kind of bark?
Cardboard. Just take cardboard.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Cardboard. Certainly. Yeah, that'll work between the rows. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there you go. That's all I was calling in for.
Hey, great. Go for it, man.
Right.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Juan in West Hartford. Hey, Juan, welcome to Garden Talk.
Oh, hi, guys. I have a question for you guys. I planted garlic probably 5 years ago, but I never bothered to pick them up. And this year, they start growing like every year, but I decided to separate them like 3 weeks ago and transplant them individually. But most of them don't look too hot. I just want to know if they're going to make it.
Oh, yeah, they'll do fine. 5 years, huh?
Yeah, I just never bother. Just let
and them. The little bulbs are probably the little... what do they call them?
Corms?
Corms are probably pretty small right now, right? There's nothing big to them, right?
No, they're not big. They're like between 1/4 inch and 1/2 inch.
Yeah. Well, if I was in your situation, this is what I would do. I would wait until... Well, that was exciting.
Yes. Another great ending to a wonderful day.
Yeah, and especially when you didn't know what you were doing. Thank God. Thank God we had Anthony there for us.
We had Kermit, too.
Well, Kermit did.
See. Kermit probably helped. Yeah. I bet you he did.
Now, Anthony, I don't have a board in front of me. I'm still using it from the last time we went out. But are there any callers that want to talk? What, we have another minute or so? Anyway.
Yeah, we have a caller. I think we have Chili in West Hartford here.
Chili in West Hartford? Okay, bring her on up.
Hey, guys. Chili from West Hartford calling.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Got a quick question about hostas. Is there anything like a suntan lotion you can put on their leaves to keep them from burning? I used to have...
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Now, hostas are hostas. They're made for shade. You can't
get too much sun.
So
I'd have to transplant them out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But in case you're looking for hostas or you want to talk to one of the top people in the area, go up to Granby to John O'Brien. O'Brien's a nursery. He's got hostas up there that you've never seen, heard of. Or anything.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Thanks a lot, man. Okay, Anthony, what do we got left?
We got to go.